Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, you never know what direction I'm going to go in. And my buddy standing here says, sometimes even after you get started, we don't know what direction you're going to go. But I was thinking yesterday, and of course, there's so much going on. And, you know, while we've got this caravan coming up, and this is really serious. And we have the November election coming up, which is really, really serious. And we have the assaults that are going on against Republicans, which is very serious. Some of the left are more concerned about Disney princesses. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. But as I was, you know, sometimes I pay attention in church. I really do. If my preacher's watching this, I do pay attention, even though sometimes I may tweet something out while I'm paying attention. But during the service yesterday, I got to thinking, you know, God never loses. It doesn't matter what happens. He never loses. Now, he might allow you to lose or even leave you to the consequences of your sin or bad choices, teaching you a lesson, hopefully. If you'll give up your stubbornness long enough to see the truth of things. It says in Psalms 8:81-12, so I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. I don't know about you, but I'm not always my best counsel at times. Because I, you know, the world says to follow your heart. The Bible says the heart will get you in trouble. So my point is that God never loses. We might, but he does not. In our hearts, we might question. There is no tragedy that will chalk him off his throne. He is in complete charge. Why then are we in such a mess? Why does he allow evil leaders, greedy leaders? Why does he allow disease? Why does he allow all these bad things? Well, I believe it is, well, first of all, the diseases and things that we have are because we're living in a broken world. But I believe it is because of that personal choice and will that he allows us to have. So we make these choices. Next thing you know, we got trouble. We have an obligation, a duty to our children, our grandchildren, and the future generations of this nation. What do we do to make a difference? To teach the children, to nurture. Do we as a people take haphazardly the attitude of our children, rearing our children, our youth? We like to blame it on others, blame it on those institutions. But who's in charge of those institutions? I believe we do take things a little too apathetic. I believe many of us have been lazy and left the teaching of our children to public schools and others. If the public school doesn't teach our history, you can. If the public school doesn't teach creation, you can. You are the foundation. You, the home, is the source of truth and knowledge, or it should be, of common sense, of hard work. And yes, teach them that life isn't fair. You are the ones that can teach equality. If schools don't allow prayer, public prayer, you can still teach your child to pray and the importance of prayer. We have an obligation. We, the people, are the ones that hold the responsibilities for this mess. This nation is now experiencing a mess. And it's we, the people. We can blame everyone else, but it is us. And it didn't just happen. We've been kind of like Jack and Jill. They went up that hill and then they fell down. One tumble at a time. We get to the bottom of this hill. And we're dizzy and confused and we're pointing at everyone else. But God never loses. He didn't lose when Cain killed Abel. He didn't lose when Joseph was sold into slavery and later imprisoned falsely for sexual assault or rape. He can, however, and does, however, use our sin, our evil, and turn it around for His good. What man made for evil, God will make good. What did you think of the pastor Andrew Brunson, when he was released and he came to President Donald Trump and he laid hands on our president and prayed over him and for him? We saw very little about this in the media, but that doesn't make it less real or less important. Today I want to talk about victories. I want to talk about losing and winning. I want you to think about this nation and God and your responsibility in it all. I met a man this weekend, a young man. He was selling stuff. And he handed me his card, and I said, well, let me give you a card. Sometimes you don't know whether you should whip that card out or not, you know. And we talked a little, very little. We didn't talk even 10 minutes, I don't think, 15. And he asked me, well, what's the answer? He said, our nation's a mess. And I pointed at him and I told him, you are the answer. And he said, my generation will have to fix it. But they're all stupid liberals falling for the lies. I thought that was interesting. Of course, he's standing there in jeans and a plaid shirt, a cowboy hat. So he's from Poplar Bluff. So if you're listening in Poplar Bluff, we're out there. November is coming. And it is job evaluation day. The Dems no longer deserve your vote. They have proved themselves to be disloyal to the very Constitution that they take an oath to uphold. It's a breach of contract. We talked about covenants in Sunday school yesterday. Covenants. They made a covenant with we the people, and they're breaking it. It's time to fire them. Replace them. Give somebody else a chance, but don't give them an inch. The Dems are loyal, and so are the Republicans, but the Dems are loyal to money and to power. There's a caravan coming to invade this nation. Plain and simple, that's what it's about. It was planned, and it was paid for by the Dems and the very wealthy old white guys like Soros and the Koch brothers. Make no doubt about it, it is not a coincidence that this caravan is coming right before election in November. The feminists want to rule. They are selfish. They don't teach about serving. The Lord told us to serve other people. He served. He didn't act like a king. And now they hate Disney and the princess movies because it portrays women as weak and they need a male to rescue them. In some cases, a very rich male to rescue them. Yeah, some of us do need that. What is your favorite fairy tale? Mine was, when I was a little girl, was Beauty and the Beast. I liked the story of Beauty and the Beast. Let's look at the victories and the losses. And let's look at the responsibilities that we have in it all. It is a heavy burden at times, but certainly not the commitment our founding fathers made when they pledged their lives, their futures, and their sacred honors. What are you willing to pledge? Wow, how was that for timing? 877-895-5410. Want to talk about some victories and some victories that we could have. And maybe our own Joseph that got a victory in a mild sort of way, but a victory nonetheless. I want to talk about that. I had that for last week and I've been holding it. And we're going to talk about it today. What is your favorite fairy tale? Do you dislike the princesses? 877-895-5410. I always like a happy ending. If it doesn't have a happy ending, I won't watch it. And we will be right back. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I'm kind of chuckling because as we're on the commercial break, I have a producer who's telling me, and of course we know this, that the originals of these fairy tales was pretty gruesome and grim and not so pleasant. But I didn't want to talk about those. I wouldn't talk about the Disney lessons, which is what the feminists are upset about. But first of all, before we lose track of where we're going, what is your favorite fairy tales? 877-895-5410. We have a happy ending, at least I think we do. Do you remember the fire chief who was fired for his views on marriage? He'd written a book and he shared it. Is in a major victory for speech, it says here, the city of Atlanta has awarded the former fire chief Kelvin Cochran $1.2 million after violating his First Amendment rights. This, my friends, is a victory. Now, I see this as a victory for this man, but not so much for this city, who's got to shovel out $1.2 million. Shouldn't the mayor be punished for this? He's the one who made this decision to fire this man. Cochran was lightly decorated firefighter who served as the U.S. fire administrator after President Barack Obama handpicked him for the job. In 2020, he agreed to return to his former position as fire chief of Atlanta, at the invitation of Mary Kasem Reed. In 2012, he received the Fire Chief of the Year Award for pioneering efforts to improve performance and service within the Atlanta Fire Rescue Department. But his career came to an abrupt halt in 2015 when Reed suspended him without pay for 30 days and ultimately fired him. The reason? Because of Cochran's beliefs about marriage. Cochran had written a self-published 160-page book, Christian Devotional, on his own time that included a few paragraphs on the biblical view of sex and marriage. He shared the book with a few of his colleagues, which was then, activists explained. The mayor then construed Cochran's belief that marriage is between one man and one woman discriminatory and ordered him to attend sensitivity training. The mayor also launched an investigation into whether Cochran had ever discriminated against anyone, even though the investigation found no evidence that Cochran had ever exhibited discrimination. Reed still fired him. Now, Cochran is not a stranger to discrimination. Cochran happens to be a colored man, a black man, who was a fire chief. It says in this article that we grew up in significant poverty in Shreveport, Louisiana. I realized that poverty was awful. We had a lot of food at the beginning of the month, but at the end of the month, most of the food was gone, and most of the time we ended up eating. Have any of you done this? Because I have before, but I don't think it was because there was nothing else in the house, just something I didn't like. Mayonnaise sandwiches and drinking sugar water until the next food stamps came. He says, at 5 years old, there was a fire across the street from where we lived. And seeing those Shreveport firefighters that day started a conviction in me that I had the desire to be a firefighter when I grew up. Cochran became one of the first African-American firefighters in Shreveport. The fire department was predominantly white, and many of the white firefighters did not want to serve alongside people like Cochran. Where was their foundation at home? They refused to share the same beds or utensils as Cochran and the other black firefighters for fear of catching some disease. His faith went hand in hand in his hopes for the future. He was raised, it says, to believe in God. He says the grown-ups in those days, I want you to listen to this. The grown-ups in those days told us all of our dreams would come true in America if we believed in and had faith in God. If we went to school and had a good education, if we respected grown-ups and treated other children the way we wanted to be treated, they raised us in faith and patriotism. Now, that's something that some of these football players could take a little lesson from. They apparently didn't have the same grown-ups in their lives. And when Forrest Lucas was telling us about growing up poor, what did he say? He had two sets of good grandparents that helped influence, teach him to work hard, how to put out a garden, grow your own food, can it and freeze it. Cochran defeated the odds and became a decorated public servant. So when he was fired, it challenged everything he thought he knew about the American dream. My friends, that's what political correctness does. He should have never been questioned for discrimination because of his faith in marriage, his biblical principles of marriage. What that means is children in the United States of America who have the same belief, who want to be a firefighter when they grow up, who don't want to be poor, and when they grow up, you can cancel that dream because You may have everything else right, but if you publicly disclose your belief in marriage as being between a man and a woman, then you are not fit for not just a firefighter public office, but for any public office. And I don't believe any American, no matter what side of the debate you're on in this issue, wants that to happen in our country. Fortunately, the courts agreed with Cochran. And in December of 2017, a federal district court, ruled that the city's treatment of Cochran had violated his constitutional right to free speech. Not his conservative right, not his liberal right, but his constitutional right to free speech. And the court affirmed that the city cannot police non-work speech, nor can it target views in which it does not agree. He won. He was a victory. God won this one, but God never loses. Even if Cochran had lost, God didn't lose. We did. We did if we elected a mayor who thinks that political correctness and discrimination for such a faith is warrant of a firing of a good man, a hard-working man, a man of good, sturdy principles. God won. Cochran won. And when they win, you win. I'm not sure where that mayor is today. I guess he's still mayor, but he shouldn't be. They should fire him, shouldn't they? Well, in the modern world, we don't always have happy endings, but in Disney, we do. And the fairy tales are always a happy ending, and they're always, of course, I know that's what one thing the feminists don't like, is they're always featured, you know, like Barbie dolls. They're perfect. They're always featured with this perfect, beautiful princess. And someone's jealous, and someone's angry, and wants power, so they want to remove the princess. Whether it's Tangled, whether it's Sleeping Beauty, whether it's Beauty and the Beast, whoever the case may be. I thought they didn't even mention Shrek in here, you know, where the beautiful princess is actually an ogre. She can take on whichever form she wants to keep, but she falls in love with an ogre, so she decides to be an ogre. They're upset with Ariel the mermaid. They don't want women portrayed as weak. But are they really weak in the fairy tales? I don't know. I don't think so. I like fairy tales. I like the new versions. I don't like the old dark versions of fairy tales. We're headed into a break. What was your favorite fairy tale? Or do you have a story of winning you would like to tell? Because God doesn't lose. The president says we will win. We will win so much we will get tired of winning. And we say, please, Mr. President, stop winning. I don't ever get tired of winning. 877-895-5410. And we got a lot to win because we've lost a lot tumbling down that hill. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We're turning around here just a little bit, a little earlier than I wanted to. I did want to talk about the caravans. We're going to go to River in Missouri. River, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fine, Beth Ann. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I am very concerned about this invasion because in the Agenda 21, this has been spoken of, and this is the invasion of North America that began on October 19th in the afternoon. So I think it's something that we all need to think about being prepared because this is destined for the United States. And I'm sure there will be many troops deployed, but we should all be prepared now if you aren't. And I found videos of it, from 19 other programs, but on RT has videos, and also Alex Jones is covering it extensively, and there are people calling in all over the world right now. So it's just an alert for everybody, and lots of prayers.
And definitely, I am supportive of the president when he says he's going to send the military down there. I see this as an invasion. I don't care if they're wearing combat boots or not. It's an invasion. 4,000 people coming to, I don't care how, what their age is, 4,000 people coming to the border to cross it illegally is an invasion.
It's tens of thousands, and actually yesterday's report is over 100,000. So for miles and miles. And it's from all other countries are coming up at the same time right now.
Yeah, and they are sponsored. They are sponsored by the left here.
There's buses. There's you know, they're coming right to the U.S. That is the plan. It has been the plan for a long time, and it is happening.
Yeah, it's so, not a coincidence. That's for certain. All right. Yes, definitely prayers. Check it out on YouTube or on the videos. Just look it in, look it up. Okay. Thank you, River. Appreciate it. It is something very serious, and we do need to be in prayer about this. It's an invasion, no doubt about it. And the president is going to be going under great ridicule if he tries to stop him, and he needs to try and stop him. So I appreciate it, River. Thank you so much for your call.
Bless you.
Thanks. God bless you. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, and this seems so silly because we're dealing with something like this invasion. We're dealing with a national debt that is completely out of control. And we're dealing with with the corruption of the Dems and the Republicans. And yet, it would seem that so many of them are worried about fairy tales. And I've kind of buried my fairy tale here because I was trying to find my other stuff real quick. But the fairy tales, once upon a time, in a land far, far away, you know, the fairy tales usually have... Now, we're not talking about the old ones. We're not talking about the originals. They're pretty grim and gruesome. But the new fairy... I don't know how they were giving those and thinking they were going to put children to sleep. But the new ones, redone by Disney, always have a happy ending. And some pretty good music, sometimes. But that's not good enough for the feminists. Now, when you look at what these feminists have done, and I'm a female, and I believe females are equal to the male, but I'm not going to go around arm wrestling because I know I'm going to lose. There's just certain things that I cannot do that the men in my life can do. But there's certain things I can do that they'll never be able to do. For one, all the males in my house can't go into the one closet without ducking because it's only 5 foot. So I can go in there fine. I have no problem standing around in there. But men and women have a role, just like Cochrane said in the Bible. And feminists can't stand that. They're not after equality. They're kind of after revenge. And I'm not sure what man was so mean to them in their lives that they hate them all. Because that's the way it comes off. They think that the princesses are relying too much on the male. Well, it's usually an evil stepmother who's also a female, isn't it? So I kind of see these feminists, excuse me, at least the feminists up today, as the evil stepmother. Because they want to take everything away and ridicule you and demean you. They don't want to make you equal. And if you happen to be a female of conservative values, Christian values, and you believe in the institution of marriage and family, then you're weak and stupid. So I don't buy into their hate of the fairy tales. And, of course, Disney's become quite rich. And I'm not necessarily, you know, Disney. Walt Disney was actually from Missouri. And he wasn't a bad guy. I had a fifth grade teacher said she had dated him some. I think she's thinking, shucks. Anyway, they don't like, and they admitted on Ellen DeGeneres, this one, it happens to be Hollywood. And I'm thinking Hollywood people are criticizing Disney. And I think even some of these were involved in some of these fairy tales, these movies by Disney, these animated movies. They made money on it, but then they want to ridicule them because they want everyone to think they're a feminist. You know, kind of like the Me Too movement. Everybody wanted to jump on the bandwagon of the Me Too movement. And how many women have been hurt by that? women who have actually been assaulted, who have actually been hurt. Where's their voice now? Nobody's going to believe them because of what the Dems did. They demeaned it. A woman doesn't deserve to be believed without evidence. You must have evidence. You can't just go around pointing at a male that you don't like and say he did this or he did that. You got to have some evidence. Both of us are equal in our rights. If he thought you did something, he'd have to have evidence. Anyway, we're going to go to the phone lines. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I wanted to talk about this caravan coming up to Honduras and Mexico. I agree with Trump on all points except one. I'll tell you what. The government down in Honduras, whoever started that down in Honduras, we need to find out where that started and sanction them. Wherever it started, whoever started.
You mean who's paying the coyotes and who's bringing them all and funding it?
Yeah.
So if we find out, that's George Soros or the Koch brothers or Chamber of Commerce, what are we going to do about it?
We need to do something about whoever started it. But anyway, the Mexican border, come up to Mexico. Southern Mexico's got borders. They let them through there.
Yeah, they did.
That's Mexico's problem now. We should have the right to set our troops on the other side of the border, not on our side of the border. Set them on the other side of the border. And the legal ones we let in, the illegals, they're in Mexico, send them back.
Well, you know, when they came through there, they busted down the borders. They busted down the walls. They went over them and tore them down, and they're coming through with an intention, and it's not a peaceful intention. Yeah. Well, I don't know if we can legally get on the opposite side of the border. We don't have, you know, all have passports, but I don't know the military can legally do that without getting us in a big war with Mexico. I'm going to let you go, Larry. We're out of time. We're headed to the break.
Thank you,
Larry. We're headed into the break. We're talking about the caravan. We're talking about winning and losing. If we let them in, we're going to lose. But if that happens, will the Dems lose in November? Where are you standing on this? I want to hear from you. What's your favorite fairy tale? Do you believe in winning and losing? Do you believe in life is fair? Do you believe in working hard? 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. CST Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CST Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo. And we have returned. We're in the final segment of today's show. Nobody has told me what their favorite fairy tale is, except for my producer. But we're going to go to the phone lines. We have Neil from Illinois, and he wants to talk about the coyotes in the caravan. Neil, how are you doing today?
Yeah, Bethann, this is Neil, and I just wanted to answer the last caller. All that is part of open society.
Yeah.
And Open Cities by George Soros.
Yes. Sanctuary Cities. Go ahead.
Huh?
Sanctuary Cities. Go ahead.
Sanctuary Cities, but it's a broader thing from the Gorbachev Foundation, who called the Bible myths and fairy tales.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, they want the North American Union. They want it to all be open. That's why they're all going globalist, including the NFL and everyone else, including Republicans, because they don't want nationalism. They don't want national pride. They don't want anything nationalism. They want to do away with all these things. They've been saying for years that our national anthem was, I read this in an Ann Landers one time, that it was violent and we should change it. Well, what should we change it to? Tiptoe through the tulips? Come on.
We got to change it back to what we were. You know, that's why...
Bring America home?
Bring America home, yeah.
Absolutely.
They want the they want the NAU, you know, North American Union.
That's exactly right.
And that's their whole plan, and to get rid of Trump, you know.
Yep, they want to get rid of Trump, they want to take back the Supreme Court, and in doing that, they want to add judges so that they can really load it up, and it won't be so easy to take it over the next time, and as if that was easy. And it's a mess, but it is up to you and me. You know that, Neil, right? We've got to
right.
vote these guys out.
I voted by mail a couple days ago.
So you've already done it.
And I went for the conservative because the choice between Pritzker here in Illinois and Rauner, there is no choice. Rauner's Republican. He really hasn't done anything for 4 years.
Now, is that a governor or is that?
Governor.
Okay.
And Pritzker... That's just Madigan in disguise.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Speaker of the House of the state assembly, you know.
Right.
And anyway, he runs the state of Illinois, not the governor. And even the governor admitted it, that he's trying to get to be on top. Well, Madigan's been running it for 40 years.
Well, we need to, you know, every state needs to turn it around. And like I said earlier last week, I have never, ever in my life voted a straight ticket, but I will this year because I'm not voting for anybody that's a Democrat, and we've got to get the Republicans in there. And then we got to straighten out the Republicans because they've got a lot of work to be done, too.
I want to see every blue state turn red.
Absolutely. I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you, Neil. Appreciate the call. Thank you. We're about to run out of time here. Appreciate it so very much. The caravan is serious business. We need to support the president on this. This is an invasion, and it is not a coincidence. The left is promoting it. The left is not just promoting it verbally, but financially. Think about it. Think about how this is being done. Now, I wanted to talk about another chance for winning. We have a debt, a national debt, that is completely out of control. And it's even gone up since President Trump has been in there. And Congress, the biggest threat to American liberty, refuses to stop spending. But when was the last time you heard a president ask his cabinet, each one of them, to cut 5% of their budgets for next year? When was the last time you heard a president say, listen, guys, we need to cut it out. Let's cut 5%. Now, that's not a lot. But when you're talking about big numbers, it's quite a bit. 5%. Rather than go by the penny plan, we're going to go by the nickel plan, he said. 5%. Now, what if they did that across the board, in every department, 5%. Do you remember the SAN, Save America Now? No, Strong America Now. That was, we talked about it, we interviewed some of them on the air back in the 2012, before the 2012 election. All of the candidates, including Newt Gingrich, that were running that year on the Republican side, all of them signed up for lessons and how SAN would work, Strong America Now. And it was to cut 25% across every department the first year and then again the next year. So he said, you're not doing away with any department, but you're cutting. And he claimed by 2017, I think, which is here now, that we could be debt-free. We could have a balanced budget. The only Republican candidate that refused to sign up was Mitt Romney. Just so you know that. I guess he was all smart, knew all about that. So I have an article here, and we're running out of time. America cannot afford for Congress to abandon the budget caps. They need to quit raising the caps, quit raising the ceiling, and start cutting it back. Now, they're claiming, and this is Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, that the entitlements are a major part of the problem. Oh, you think so? Well, yeah, they are a major part of the problem. We elected them back in the day to get rid of Planned Parenthood funding. Stop funding Planned Parenthood. Stop funding Obamacare. You cut off the money, you cut it off. But they wouldn't do it. And they still haven't done it. Well, Missouri, I want you to listen up. I have in my hand, and maybe you've already heard it on the tube. There I go, telling my age again. Claire McCaskill is under fire after a staffer admits Planned Parenthood secretly funding money to her. How many other politician Democrats have been getting money from Planned Parenthood, or even Republicans, since they refused to defund it when they had the majority? This is coming from LifeNews.com. I encourage you to put that on your radar. LifeNews.com is a great source to keep you informed about what's going on, especially in the fight for life. The women claim, these feminists, they claim to be all about women's rights. How many women, how many young women, baby girls, have they denied the right to life through abortion. Feminism is selfish. That's all there is to it. It is selfish. It has nothing to do with equality. The caravan is an invasion of the United States. And I love happy endings. So when you go and vote in November, remember your responsibility to the Constitution, to your children, your grandchildren, and the future generations. And if your children, your neighbors, aren't being taught right, don't get in their face. Just sit down, have a cup of coffee, and teach them about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and equality and how we can truly bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.